No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Also, helping us out is Captain Dennis, who literally is at Air Venture right now. He's going to have a full report next week, but I'm not going to put him on the spot this week because he's still, you know, he's just getting there and getting settled in. So we'll wait till next week to cover everything and then some when it comes to Air Venture 2017. But we got some interesting stuff to cover on the show today. You know, if last week was fun, it was a very you know, a gas-filled episode. Yeah, well,
you're saying the episode was a gas, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, we kind of focused on that American flight being grounded due to somebody passing gas, probably a little bit too much. And so Keith isn't here because, well, he couldn't take it. He needed more than a week to recover.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Dennis is at Air Venture, gorging on elephant ears, corn dogs, and cheese curds
and bratwurst.
Yeah, so he's going to try to ground the commercial flight back to Minnesota from Appleton. See what you think. You think you can do that?
We're not flying commercial.
Oh, that's right. You drove.
We're going to make the family suffer in the motor.
Oh, God help you! All right, so enough of that nonsense.
Open the roof fence. Say, you know.
Yeah, but we got more nonsense to share today. And, you know, I actually wanted to get to this last week, but, you know, we got, you know, a little overwhelmed with the news of the day. So this story literally happened a couple weeks ago, but maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. But in St. Martin, you know, the place where you can hang out on the beach and watch the planes fly over overhead, or just get on YouTube and watch all the videos of the St. Martin Airport beach blowout.
Yeah.
And you see all the people, you know, they stand there at this bar, and the planes come in or take off and blow everybody into the water. Now, it's kind of a fun pastime until someone gets killed, which is evidently what happened. Did you see that video, by the way, Ed?
I did not watch the video. I did hear about it.
However. Yeah, it's you know, I feel bad for the lady and her family and stuff, but gosh, you can't help but look at it and think a little Darwinism type of thing was going on here, because yeah, it's pretty clear that probably wasn't the wisest thing to sit there and hang on to a fence while the plane is powering up against the fence, which is what they were doing.
If you look at it, there's a concrete wall behind there that's designed to keep the sand from washing up onto the airport. So,
well, you think that's what it is, or was it just a seawall?
It's a seawall, right, but it's to keep the sand and everything from encroaching on the airport. So,
okay.
You know, if you can't hang onto the fence in 100-plus-mile-an-hour wind, where's your next stop? Concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's evidently what happened, and you see that. And, I mean, she was a small lady. It was... it's a shame from that standpoint. I do feel bad, and I don't want to make joke about her or anything.
No.
But on the other side of the coin is, like, you know, it is kind of a fun thing to see and watch, whether you want to participate in the activity yourself.
Yeah, I myself, you know, think I would not stand where they're right up against the fence, and yeah, would I stand over to the side
and watch all the other idiots?
You watch people tumble down the beach. Sure, I'm
going to. Yeah, that's some good people watching
there. That's right.
I would agree. Well, I hang out at that particular bar and have a cocktail is kind of been on my list. Actually, last time I was in St. Martin, we were supposed to do that, and we ran out of time. We couldn't get over there and get back to our gate in time, so we didn't get to mark it off the list. But I will say, you know, I'm like you. I think I'd like to watch it. You know, watching all the videos on YouTube are quite entertaining as well. However, participating in it, I'm not so sure I would be be one of those volunteers. You know what I'm saying? Not just for the fact of you might get the crap blown out of you, which you will.
Yeah.
I'm thinking being in the path of jet fuel exhaust is probably not the healthiest activity just from, like, breathing in all that stuff. What do you think? You do it every day.
We do it every day.
Yeah. I know. Well, and look at you.
That's cause and effect. I hang around with you. If I didn't breathe into that stuff, I might get smart and not do that.
Well, see, you know, Ed's used to all this gassy stuff he has to deal with at the airport. So when he comes into the Just Plane Radio studio, it doesn't faze him. You know, Keith isn't on location all the time. So he was a little overwhelmed last week.
Yes.
But I digress. But I don't know. It is something you'd like to see? You'd like to go witness it?
That is still on my... I've got a T-shirt from there because a customer brought me back a T-shirt for there. It's one of my favorite shirts. But I want to go.
Yeah.
And I want to watch.
What, a T-shirt from that bar?
Yeah, from that bar.
And what did it say? I got blown away at
I can't remember
Beach
what
bar
it says.
Beach Bar in St. Martin or what?
It's one of my Beach Bar collections of T-shirts.
Yeah.
And because I don't like going to the beach, but I like going to the bars on the beach. Go figure. Mm-hmm. That is one of the places I would love to go. And watch an airplane come in and land over me from that same location and get some great video of it. That'd be kind of something. That'd be cool. But yeah, to stand behind one throttling up, no.
Yeah.
I
mean, flames come out of those things sometimes, don't they?
No.
Oh, they don't?
They don't have afterburners. The only way they put flames out the back is if they throw a little extra
fuel in
the back. Yeah, exactly. Suck a goose in. It'll send some flames out then, too.
Yeah. Well, and as well as remnants of goose goo, I would imagine, right?
Goose goo.
Chicken nuggets.
Exactly. All right. Well, question is, are they going to shut it down? Do you think they're going to have to set up some new regulations? It's such a popular thing. It's like a tourist attraction.
If it was in the United States, it wouldn't be in existence. I mean, they've shut down. There were areas you could go down at Orlando International and literally sit and watch airplanes land. They would allow you to park alongside the road,
right?
The perimeter road, mm-hmm. and underneath. Now they won't do that. They've posted it, and if you pull up there, they'll come and ticket you and arrest you. But, yeah, you know, it's a foreign country. They don't have a whole lot of land on islands like that. The only way they could do it is literally fence off that beach and close that road.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only way they could do it because the airplane has to be there because there's not much runway left for them to take off on or land on.
Yeah, evidently not because when they're taking off, I mean, they literally have to back right up to the fence.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening in that particular video.
Yeah.
People line up against the fence. They hold on to the rail, and you know their idea is like, "Hey, I'll hang on, and it'll make me go, you know, horizontal, mm-hmm. you know, like you're riding out a hurricane or something."
Yeah,
you know, and that's great until you let go.
You can go flying,
yeah, and then it could be bad, like it ended up being for this lady. But I don't know. I hope they don't ban it because it is kind of fun. I don't know. Maybe they got to set up some kind of guidelines where. I don't know. I don't know how you can, but I'm just saying. Or you just say, hey, look, it's going to happen. Yeah, do it at your own risk.
Yeah.
And if you're dumb enough to do it, just know, you know, something bad could happen. Otherwise, you'll get a great video out of it. You know? So we'll
see.
That's
what they'll be. There'll be lawyers down there with hold harmless agreements. That if I'm stupid enough to go up to the fence, I'm stupid enough to die.
No, wait a minute. It's St. Martin. They have no rules there. No, come on. Let's be real.
But that's why it can happen.
One of those Caribbean islands. Yeah.
That's why it can happen, though.
Okay. Wait, Dennis, that on your list, too?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get down there. Maybe we can have my Mooney there and see how high people can fly behind that powerful beast.
Well, actually, I think they wouldn't have much issue with that.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the last time I was there. Was I flew down with Captain Clay.
Yeah.
And we landed there, and we had some time, and I was hoping we'd have time to go do that, and he wasn't very enthusiastic. But when they saw us coming in, the crowd at the bar did
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Poo-poo,
yeah,
small airplane.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they get down there at the beach, they mess up our airfoil, you know, our glide path, right?
No, they don't.
They don't? Okay, I'm just...
You're making stuff up again.
Yeah, I'm making that up, aren't I?
Yeah,
you are. Smelly stuff.
That smelly stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. So
I'm glad I caught myself.
You caught yourself.
before I said that.
Before I had to hit the dump button, I appreciate that. All right, so that's one story, and you can make your plans to mark it off your list or, you know.
And do it sooner rather than later in case somebody tries to lawyer up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or put up some extra boundaries. The other things we got to talk about, there is some new technology that is getting released because of AirVenture. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But also, what's the worst FBO in the country?
There are quite a few of them. That's a long but illustrious list.
Well, AOPA has been asking for folks to report on these FBOs that are charging exorbitant fees. And we're going to share with you the one that has the number one spot as the worst FBO for charging way too much for just landing at an airport. You're going to want to stick around for that because that's coming up next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I let you in a little secret?
A secret? Just you and me? Sorry, that had to come out. Go on.
I'm not going golfing. I'm taking my first flying lessons today. I always dreamed of being a pilot.
Oh, Jay, that's fantastic. And I totally get it. I had a crush on the pilot who flew the crop duster back home. He had big, broad shoulders and a deep, husky voice that, in retrospect, could have been pesticide-related.
Can you promise me a sky that's trouble-free and clear so it's safe for me to fly?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, the co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Dennis helping us out as well today. Hanging out at AirVenture. I'll have a full report next week on the big show. All right, so what's the worst FBO in the country according to AOPA's latest survey of exorbitant fees being charged when you land on an airport and you don't expect it? It's Ybor City. What is that? That's Park City, Utah, right? Is that sound right?
Yeah.
And it's the main airport where they fly in for the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
So it's a little uppity, I would guess. And
it's a desirable resort destination,
according to
the FBO owner.
And evidently they've admitted that they're charging higher fees because they want to keep the riffraff out, more or less, right? Is that what you...
Well, they don't want to be known as a cheap fuel destination, which would then increase amount of flights, which would then consequently cause more noise complaints because you have more aircraft.
So they're using fuel and landing fees to be their noise abatement procedures. That's how they keep the noise down.
Okay.
So you can discriminate from people using your airport by just pricing yourself out of the market.
Yeah, that's kind of weaselly.
Yeah.
That's not really... that's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're just supposed to be making a few bucks and being fair about it. They're not supposed to be weeding people out.
Well, and I don't think it's the FBO's place to be coming up with noise abatement policies for the airport. That should be the planning board or the FAA dictating those types of things, not a business saying, well, I'm going to make my prices higher so that I don't get any complaints.
Well, you know, that's a good question. Is the FBO there also the airport operator? The noise abatement committees are usually run by whoever is the airport operator. For example, Orlando Sanford, I sat on the noise abatement committee, and it was the airport authority that ran it. Now, that was a publicly owned airport in a major metropolitan area, so it was a real airport management group that was running it. However, you know, how big is the airport? Is the FBO also the airport operator, which in some of the smaller rural airports is the case.
Hmm.
And they may, even though the city may own the airport and it be public use, but they may have a contract to actually act as the airport operator.
Well, but AOPA is all over this because the FAA is supposed to kind of monitor this stuff to keep it in check, right? Or they're awarded those FBOs or something because... They're supposed to keep it accessible to everybody.
Yeah. Now the money used to build the airport, expand the runways, et cetera, is usually 95% government money, yeah. Federal money.
Right.
And by having that federal subsidy to build the airport, maintain the infrastructure like the approaches, et cetera, they do have to keep those facilities open for public use. And so, but they technically don't regulate how much you're going to charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be read that it into their mandate that they are supposed to do that. But, you know, the FAA, as soon as you get into somebody's financial business, a private organization financial business, they just back away. We can't tell you how to run your business. All we can tell you is these are the rules for safety you have to follow.
Okay, so what can we do about it? I mean, AOPA is working up this database.
I think what they're doing is going to be the best thing at all. It's going to publicize where the bad ones are. They're not going to like bad press if they're any kind of business that I would know or think of. They don't want the bad press, and they're going to probably adjust. It worked with Signature. When we're at Sun and Fun, I saw our friend from Signature,
right?
And this started back around Sun and Fun time, and he had a meeting with Mark Baker, and Mark beat him up pretty good. And by the end of that week, Signature dropped its avgas prices at all of its locations.
Hmm. Well, maybe.
Well,
that's
remember,
what
it was Signature that kicked the whole thing off with John Wayne Orange County. Mm-hmm. They were saying that they had a artificially high price down there, and because there was no competition, and they were encouraging the county to reevaluate the contracts, and to because they were concerned about the pricing of the ramp fees and the fuel, and Signature supposedly lost the contract down in John Wayne Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing in a different FBO now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
good.
That's what can happen, I guess, with the bad press.
Yeah.
But there's no more teeth in it than that, than peer pressure kind of stuff?
No.
That's really all it is just calling out the bad actors.
Yeah.
Well, and okay, so John Wayne County, that's a county-owned airport. It's not the FAA that's doing that. It's the county that's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the airport can't even, operator.
Yeah, the FAA can't tell them to put it into FBOs.
Yeah.
And there are airports that don't support two FBOs. So you look at Orlando Executive, there are two FBOs. The Airport Authority would really like a third one. They just, not a lot of people want to put the money into develop the infrastructure there because they won't put it on the south side of the airport. But they would love to have a third FBO there.
Hmm.
And I would love to see the competition because right now, the two that we have are very close on fuel prices and don't seem to be budging, and they're higher than everybody else here,
yeah.
Except for Orlando International, and both Atlantic and Signature had locations at Orlando Orlando International, and they're more expensive. But once again, neither of them are going to lower their prices.
Sure.
Plus their ramp fees, plus their handling fees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. But they're not absorbent here. That's not the right word.
Yeah. Well, I personally think they are.
Yeah.
When I can go to Leesburg and spend $4.85 a gallon in an Orlando Executive, we're, what? $6.35.
Really? And, so almost $2 more.
And an MCO, it's over $7.
Hmm. But what do you get for that $2? They got a pretty mean cappuccino machine there at the.
Exactly. You got a really nice mural on the side of your hangar.
Well, that has nothing to do with that because if Atlantic had their way, they'd probably take that away. That's kind of one of the leftovers.
Wait, well, what's on the side of your hangar?
The mural.
Oh, the mural. The cub. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That
it's like 3D.
But, you know, they completely came in and completely gutted the terminal building, which was didn't really need that much. They kind of made it kind of sterile and, you know, oh, it's much more professional, can handle more people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, but yeah, it doesn't. It's not
hospital.
It's not that big of an airport that needs that, but yeah, it's their building. They decide to do what they want with
okay.
it.
Okay, understood. So yeah, all right. Well, yeah, more competition.
But you know, that's the thing that you come in there in the general aviation pilot doesn't care about that stuff, the cookies, the coffee, you know. And I'm talking.
Well, what are you saying? I'm not a typical pilot.
No, you're more like
the cookies.
You're more
like
a corporate pilot. You're going to go where the cookies are free.
Well, yeah. What are you
saying? Why does the corporate pilot do that? Because he's not paying for gas. Which you know you're not really paying for gas, so that's why.
Ah, okay. I am kind of corporate in that sense.
In that sense, yes.
Or kind of high, you know, uppity sometimes.
Because when you're flying with Dennis is paying for the gas.
I don't like a uniform thing. Unless it's cargo shorts and a t-shirt and flip-flops. That's all I got. More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed, and Dennis is helping us out as well today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so we covered these FBOs. One of the other airports that has created a stink, like Arbor City there in Park City. Jackson Hole, is that what you were saying, Dennis, during the commercial
yep.
break?
Yeah, Jackson Hole is another one that the AOPA is calling out and bringing attention to the airport board, encouraging them to allow a second FBO in at that airport.
Yeah, that's an expensive place to go, period,
yeah.
anyway. So, you know, more competition, maybe that'll help. So that's what they want to, you know, draw attention to it and have people support a second FBO. Maybe that'll drive some prices down, a little competition. We'll see. So if you have any ones you want to gripe about, tell them. They're at AOPA, and they'll tighten the screws on them, and we'll see where that goes. All right, so that's, you know, general aviation stuff. We got to cover all the bases here at Just Plane Radio. I've been holding this story back for a while, Ed, but I got the list of the top 100 airlines around the world that was released last month sometime at the Paris Air Show. You follow this, the Skytrax thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
is United number one?
United is not.
Really?
But they have Chinese takeout, which is...
I knew you were going to go there.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One of us was going to take that.
Yeah, of course. We had to. And, you know, they're they're not rated that well, but not any worse pretty much than any other American airline. And American specifically is right there with United. But any American domestic carriers, none of them placed in, like, the top 20. Let's see. Delta came in, it looks like, from what I'm seeing here. They came in at 23, is that right? No, maybe 30. 32. There you go. Flip them. So 32. They are the 32nd best airline in the entire world.
And these are the people that want to take over air traffic control.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But who are the best? We'll run down them next right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Increase altitude. Stall.
You can always go around. If it don't look right coming down, don't wait until your side being sliding on the ground. You can always.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Ed, Captain Dennis. That's right. I was almost at Keith, but Keith is not with us today. He's recovering from last week's show. I think he's on some kind of air ventilator or something, but I'll leave it at that. All right, so the world's top 100 airlines was updated last month at the Paris Air Show. We haven't had a chance to talk about it much till now. Now, the first or the highest ranking American air carrier, not American, ironically, was Delta. They came in at 32. So we can't seem to even, break the top 30, let alone the top 10 or 20. We got our work cut out for us, I guess, when it comes to that.
What was the top one again?
Well, the top 10, I'll just run through them here a little bit. For 2017, Qatar Airways is number one, followed by Singapore Airlines, which I was supposed to fly them last year. I was excited about that. I was flying business class, and I had to cancel it at the last minute due to this little heart issue I had, which kind of blows. But they got rated number two this year. They were three last year in 2016, so they went up one. And I think they're rated really great for their business class, by the way. Is the one thing that really shines on them. And they get the Singapore girls. That's what I've heard about that drew my attention. Okay, so they're number two. Number three is, what is it, Al Nippon.
Al Nippon Airways, ANA.
That's from Japan.
Japanese, okay. And number four is Emirates. They're always right up there. Also, number five, Cathay Pacific.
Yeah, and I've got some friends that work for them.
Yeah, okay. Number six, EVA Air. Or EVA Air, I don't know.
EVA Air.
Number seven, Lufthansa.
Lufthansa.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
That's Germans.
And number eight is ETIHAD. ETAD? Well, how do you say it?
ETIAD.
ETIAD, we'll go with that. I don't know. It's an Arab one, right? Mm-hmm. So you got Emirates. Qatar and ETAD, those are all they're top 10 airlines right there. And then let's see, number nine, Hainan Airwaves, H-A-I-N-A-N. I don't know how you say that one either. And number nine, let's see. Oh wait, that was number nine. No, number 10, Garuda, G-A-R-U-D-A. Well, Indonesia. So those are the top 10. You get down a little further. Turkish Airways is in there. Japan Airways. Qantas is a 15. Air New Zealand, 19. Air France, 18. But you got to go all the way down to 32 before you hit a domestic U.S. carrier. Mm. And that's Delta. Mm. And just for the record, American, you got to keep going and you... You got to keep going.
Keep going.
So they came in at 74, just above Fiji Airways.
Where did United and Spirit come in?
United is right. They're just below that. They're at United came in at 78. So it's a strange situation from my perspective. I would have thought we could do a little better than that, but. When you're flying around the world, it's kind of interesting to kind of keep that stuff in mind. What drew my attention to this story, there was a press release from Air Canada, and for some reason they were touting that they're rated the best airline, and I don't understand why, because they did okay, but they weren't like number one or something. So they may be the top of two Canadian airlines.
Yeah. We're number one.
Number one in Canada.
Okay.
We're number one in Canada. We're number 80 overall.
Number one in Canada up to.
Well, that kind of makes sense because Air Canada Rouge is rated at 99. but Air Canada, just Air Canada, let me see, where are they? Now I'm looking and I can't find them. But I know they were like the top 20 or 30 or something.
Yeah, but they try to land on taxiways. They've taken lessons from Harrison Ford.
Well, yeah, but they got that, real cool, air traffic control system up there that they do. They're 29.
Real cool air traffic control system.
Yeah, but so I assume that's their sister airline, Air Canada Rouge.
It might be their low cost alternative.
Well, really low cost if it goes from, 29 down to 99. That would be a huge step from, business class down to, we'll stick you out on the top of the wing. How about that? I don't know. It's I feel sorry for the ones that are so low in a sense. It's like that must be tough to see how poorly you're doing compared to the rest of the world.
I guarantee you they don't care.
They don't care.
And that's why they got there.
You think that's what it is?
I guarantee you that was.
This is Skytrax, so it's voted on by customers, passengers and stuff.
What was it? Delta Airlines. They had a motto.
What was that? Was it stand for something? Delta.
Well, there was one that everybody twisted to be we don't care and it shows.
Oh, we don't care and it shows.
Yeah. Because I think it was We Care and It Shows, but it's really We Don't Care and It Shows. It was probably about 20 years ago. That doesn't spell out Delta. I didn't say it was Delta.
Don't expect luggage to arrive. That's what Delta stands for.
Yeah, that's right. I knew it was something like that.
You know what TSA stands for?
Touching strangers.
Hey!
All the thousands standing around.
I like the first one better, Dennis. I'm with you. Oh, boy. Okay. So that is something to take into account when you're flying around. Now, these guys want to take over air traffic control, but ironically, the highest rated American air carrier, Delta, came in at 32.
And they not want to take over air traffic control.
Well, I don't know if they changed their tune on that, or are they still holding out, being the only...
They're still opposing it.
Okay, because I see this study that they evidently helped commission or something, and they said, hey, if you privatize ATC, it's going to be a disaster. Just look at, these other places and stuff. So, I don't know. I'm reading a lot of conflicting stuff. And why do they not want it, and all the other carriers do? Do we know?
Well, the other carriers think that by taking over and controlling air traffic control, they will be able to fit all more airplanes in the airports at the same time. But that's where the problem is. They're all trying to arrive and depart at the same time so they can make their connecting flights.
And even worse, they've gotten the airlines have merged and gotten bigger. So now you have, instead of just United's flights coming into Houston, you've got the United's and the old U.S. Airways that are all now trying to come in at the same time to the same airports. Now you have even more planes and there's still a limited amount of gates. Air traffic control isn't going to fix that.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the arguments. Yeah. It's like this is the problem. The problem's created by the airline. So if you privatize ATC, the problem isn't going to be solved by doing this. It's not going to do anything in that regard.
All that the airlines want to do, and the reason the airlines are for this, is they want to transfer the costs of operating at those airports because it costs them. There are seat fees that they have to pay for passengers. So they want to tax other or charge user fees to other parts of aviation, which is general aviation, to then pay for improvements to the airports that they use instead of them paying for the airports they use and we paying for airports that we use. They're really thinking they're trying to focus on the corporate aircraft,
but once the bottom again, line doesn't is explain it, why it, does Delta though
because they understand that it's not going to solve the problems that exist in the industry.
And in fact, they've actually make it worse.
Yeah, that they've actually done their research.
But if you ask somebody who was backing this from American United or one of the other air carriers, I'm guessing they are not going to agree with you on that statement.
No, they're not.
So,
but once again, where are they on that list?
True.
If they were smart, good business people, they'd be on the top of that list.
Yeah, they'd look a little bit more longer term, like, hey, if we keep our customers happy, maybe we'll stay in business longer.
I mean, let's we could get into a discussion about U.S.-based businesses, and all they worry about is this month and the numbers this month. As soon as this month's over, what do you do? You know, who cares? Let's go on to next month.
Mm-hmm.
They have no foresight. They have no long-term plans.
Hmm.
They are live in the moment, and that's unfortunately our country.
And every single one of these airlines have been bankrupt in recent years, right?
Yeah, and bailed out by who? The government.
Us.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, our tax dollars.
Right.
Well, it doesn't sound like a very positive thing. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. But in the meantime, pick the airline you want to fly with, and it may not be an American one.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
A touch of my hand and you shall fly.
It's my time to fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. And Dennis is helping us out right now as well as he arrives to Air Venture. We'll have the full report next week. You have a... called your credit card company and raised your credit limits, I would assume, before heading out there, right, Dennis?
Well, actually, I was kind of hoping to take a page from your book. Keith isn't there, is he?
No, he's not here.
Did he leave his credit card by any chance?
No, but I have his number.
That's all I need. Perfect. I'm going to need to start using someone else's credit card.
Ah,
there's
okay.
Just too many new things to get.
Well, there's a lot of stuff coming out, though, there where the price point has really come down tremendously,
yeah.
Which creating quite a buzz, I would imagine, at the show. And I know you get your eyes on this new, well, that four-flight announcement, right?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah?
I was looking to see when I can order one, so you know, and I can get it on Amazon, so I don't have to go through Sporties or anything.
Yeah. Well, Dennis can tell
you. But then you don't get entered in to get your free airplane every year.
Well, yeah, but if my name came up, they'd tear it up and throw it away. I used to work there.
Well,
okay.
Well, wait, what about the Super Cup that AOPA is doing?
I'd do that.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, huh? We talked about that last week.
Floats, wheels, and skis.
I even thought of you, Ed. I was telling Keith, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the ultimate airplane because it's kind of open air, so you don't have that gas issue. And, you know, it's like...
He just can't let go of that, can he?
Yeah, and you can only have one passenger, so I really can't take Greg with. This would be perfect.
Yeah.
I know, that's a two-seater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're after, the, you know, anybody but him.
No, his son is small enough where you put him up on top. He wants to be a wing walker.
No, he's actually taller than me.
Yeah, but he wants to be a wing walker when he grows up. So yeah, I think
he wants to be an airline pilot when he grows up.
Okay, well.
We can talk him out of that.
Yeah, there'll be a job for him there at the 75th rated American Airlines. Yeah, I don't know. But what do you think? Are you going to pick one of these up at AirVenture, you think? They might have them for sale already. I don't know.
Yeah, they might, but I don't know how well it would work out for me. I've already got a Garmin GDL, which is, you know, kind of like the Stratus equivalent. So this is only half.
Right. You're a Garmin pilot guy.
That's right. Your poisons, but Garmin's developed right here in my backyard. The people that actually do the software are right in Chanhassen, a couple miles. So if I really had a problem, I could go right straight to their office.
Well,
so,
that makes sense.
For me, it made sense. I have an opportunity to go fly with these guys locally, too. So I figured I can support them. But
yeah. What about this, Ed, though? I mean, for a flight to put this out for $199.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. ADS-B in traffic and weather for $200.
Anybody that's flying with an iPad that doesn't already have this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse to not get that, just to have that visibility.
But if it had
the GPS in it as well, it would be perfect. But, you know, it is just strictly the weather and traffic. So you do still have to have some sort of a GPS receiver for either your iPad has to be one with the radio built in, or you need to have a separate GPS on the dash. But
like a bad elf or something?
Yeah, like that. But still, $200. I know I paid a lot more than that for the Garmin, and I know most of us have paid more than that for the Stratuses as well.
Are you getting a lot of questions about that at the flight school, Ed?
Really, a lot of people aren't aware of it yet.
Yeah.
A couple of the instructors have seen it, and I said, yeah, we need to get one and try it out, so that we'll probably pick one up as soon as we can.
Yeah. Well, you're on a mission there, Dennis, so when you get out there, if they have them, you can grab one, right? Just for the heck of it?
Why not? I mean, I'll play with it. I keep an Android tablet in the back of the plane as a backup. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this would be, right? It would just be another part of a backup system. It wouldn't be your primary source of information anyway.
But, well, it could be, depending what app you're using, but...
Well, it can't be your primary.
Well, it's not your primary, but you're never going to get primary weather and traffic on your iPad. It has the primary can only be a panel mounted stuff,
right.
But this at least gives you that visibility. You can see the other airplanes around you. You can get the weather at the destination without having to go and listen to the AWOS or something like that. You can actually go and pull it right up on the tablet.
Right. And that'd be pretty nice. So that's one thing. Now, Garmin came out with a couple announcements, too, and you are very excited about this.
I'm very excited because, we've talked about things like the Garmin G5, the little electronic replacements for the old gyro vacuum-driven stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was very disappointed when I bought the Mooney because I can't replace my gyros because my Century 21 autopilot requires those gyros.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have them for heading information and also for like the heading bug itself.
Yep.
Well, that's what you get for getting an autopilot from a real estate company.
Yeah, there you go.
What's wrong with you?
But Garmin's announcement, in addition to announcing that they have brand new autopilots that you could replace, but they also announced an interface for the G5s to allow them to drive a whole host of these old legacy autopilots. And both my heading autopilot and the altitude hold are supported. So I would have the ability to have...
Sweet.
Right within the G5, I could do an upgrade to a glass panel and get rid of both of the gyros.
That's awesome.
So how much would that break you for, you figure?
At least 5 AMUs.
5 what?
Aviation monetary units.
Aha, okay.
$1,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm. But that's still a lot cheaper than it used to.
It's significantly less. But when you start looking at, sending out one of these autopilot gyros to be overhauled, you're looking at a minimum of $1,000 to get them done. and you still have an old mechanical device that's going to have to be overhauled again. So
yeah, and it's got a limited life, whereas this, the AHAR system, you know, 10,000 hours is what they'll tell you.
And look at what else you get with it.
Yeah.
So now you also get the glass cockpit look. You get, you can plumb it into your pedostatic system and actually get your airspeed and altitude, and you know, it's an upgrade. And when I replace the directional gyro, you also gain the ability HSI. To use it as an HSI. Mm-hmm. And so you just did a panel upgrade for a couple grand compared to, you know, what, $15,000 to put in an HSI and a magnetometer into a typical plane?
Well, okay, let's talk about putting a G500 in. You're talking 40,000.
40 grand versus 2 grand. I kind of like those numbers.
Yeah, it's huge.
All right, you have your mission. If you choose to accept it, Dennis, go find out what's happening there at AirVenture and report back to us next week, okay?
I'll do that. Just text me Keith's numbers.
Yes.
We'll bring stuff in.
I got a photographic memory of his credit card. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.